Rick, good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo. What a beautiful day.
Oh, it's going to be a gorgeous one in Central Victoria as well, for sure. Now, listen, win the morning, win the day. It's a great saying, and I reckon it's one that's very important too, particularly as we get older. I mean, the mornings can be a struggle. I got out of bed the other morning, went to get up, fell over. I just couldn't even walk properly, stumbling towards the kettle to put my coffee on, the first coffee of the morning. Then I realised, thankfully, I just had both legs in one side of my underpants. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. I reckon you had 12 hours to think about that one. So that's not bad. I'll pay that one.
Thanks very much.
It's true, though. It's never easy to get up. And I'm late 30s. I can't remember ever feeling it easy to get up. I can't remember ever not setting my alarm and struggling. But as soon as your feet hit the floor is when the day begins. So if you can remember just to get straight up, not to press snooze and just get moving. So I just wanted to touch on, win the morning, win the day, whether you write that saying on your office desk or in your bathroom mirror or wherever it's got to be, just the last thing you see before you go to bed at night. It's really powerful. Productivity is so important. And the first 3 or 4 hours of the day is crucial. Now, I understand listeners are crazy busy in the morning with work and maybe school and getting kids off to school and those things. So even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes to do something for you or getting up 10 to 15 minutes earlier, and it could just be as simple as a 10-minute bit of study or something for you. So study, movement, yoga, stretching, some basic core work. If you've got longer, you can go for a brisk walk around the block. But something for you. Now, if you have got a bit longer in the morning and you don't normally get moving till 8:39, then why not get your main session of the day in? Because then there's many physiological factors as well, like the bit of fat burning qualities are higher on a fasted stomach. So these kind of things, you'll find you got more energy and with no sluggishness of the day and no residual fatigue already kicking in. So try to get your main stuff done before your day kicks off if you can. And if you're not used to doing that, just try, like I said, 10 to 15 minute blocks, because believe me, the rest of your day, and there's so many factors, and it's been proven that many times, that your rest of your day will be so much more productive, happier, energetic, clearer.
Yeah, I think the key there too is the mental health aspect, and it does do you good. I, obviously get up very early during the week, but even on a weekend, I will not sleep in later than 8 o'clock. And I get up, and even if I get up, put the kettle on, put Billy the Cockatiel on my shoulder, and then sit down and read for half an hour. So basically get up to do nothing, but gee, it puts you in a great frame of mind to start the day.
Perfect, exactly. You're getting up probably 90 minutes earlier than your body would want, or your body thinks it wants to, just because of your week as well, mate. And yeah, a bit of you time, a bit of quiet time, a bit of reading, and a bit of just you and the Cockatiel Billy, which I think we need a photo on that tweeted. And that kind of stuff just sets your day up for greatness. And if, like you are, like Robbo, I'm just like shift workers and that, so Robbo has to get up at 3:30, well, you can possibly have a bit of a nap or whatever, and then have a little one in the afternoon where you're straight out of bed and straight into it. So there is ways, but yeah, win the morning, win the day, and don't forget about it when you get a bit down or you get a bit tired, because that's probably the most important time to do it. So if you're in a bit of a rut, it's almost the most important time to break that rut, is to get up 15, 20 minutes earlier than normal and start moving or doing something for you.
Good on you. Well, Rick, get off and win the morning, mate, because then you'll have a winning day. And thanks, as always, for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, I've just spoken to you for 6 minutes, so I'm already well and truly on the way to win.
Good man. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Our Monday motivation on the wake-up call.